Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hey, hey, what's going on? It's your girl, Bree. Actually, it's your self-care coach, Bree. So I don't know if you recently know, but I am now offering one-on-one private self-care coaching, and this is going to be for my sisters that are ready to invest in themselves. They know that they are ready for better. They know that they are ready for more. You might be struggling with your self-worth, your self-confidence. You may need a little clarity. You might be feeling overwhelmed, nearing burnout. You might just be feeling stuck. Wherever you are, I can promise you that self-care is going to be a crucial part to getting you to that next level, getting you to where the healing resides, all of that good stuff. So one of my friends pulled me to the side gently with love, and she was like, girl, why are you not letting these people know that you're a self-care coach? And I was like, So yes, I have to make sure that I start mentioning this. And that's something that I can definitely do a better job of, mentioning the things that I do, because I don't talk about myself enough. I don't even know if anyone really realizes that. I really do not talk about myself enough. Can I back up for a second and just say, hey, this is your girl, Bree, the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care, and welcome back for another episode. I just be getting all up into it, y'all. But yeah, real talk, if you are ready to make your 2022 look different than your 2021, I promise you, everybody needs to invest in themselves. I do it too. Honestly, I have a coach as well. I do it too. So go ahead and hit me up. Connect at browngirlselfcare.com. In the subject line, put one-on-one coach and let me know. Let's go ahead and connect. All right. So I want to go ahead and get into this episode. First of all, I hope you had a happy, if you celebrated Thanksgiving, hope you had a beautiful Thanksgiving. If you just did your own thing, I hope that the time was relaxing for you. I hope that you were able to snatch up any deals that you were looking for during Black Friday. Like, I'm just hoping all the things for you. I'm just, whatever it was that you wanted it or needed it to be, I'm just hoping that it was that and then like times 10 for you. Okay. I want to make sure that I mention that. So in today's podcast episode, of Brown Girl Self-Care, I'm going to be giving you some ways, or actually I want to talk about some common self-care mistakes that I am like aware of. That was the word I was trying to think of. I'm aware of like some self-care mistakes that if I can save you some time, if I can save you some headache, that's what I'm here for. That is what I want to do. I'm here to support you. I'm here for you to really get to that next level in self-care. Again, that's what we need. So I want to drop some mistakes for you to just kind of be aware of, for you to remind yourself of as you're going through this journey, right? Since we're all on different paths, some of us have been doing self-care for X amount of years. Some of us have been doing self-care for X amount of months. Some of us have been doing it for X amount of days. And some of us haven't quite yet started yet. We're not sure, you know, we're just trying to get in where we fit in. But regardless of where you are in your journey, regardless of where you are in your season, like, there are some common pitfalls
And these are things that kind of pop up. So I want to make sure that I talk to you about these things. So we're going to have a quick episode today. All right. First, I want to just shout out three people. Three, I'm assuming they're women. I don't know, but I'm going to just say they're women that left comments for me in regards to the podcast. And you know, I like to do this from time to time, so bear with me because I do want to pay respect to those of us in the community that took a few seconds just to say, hey, Bree, what's up? I enjoyed the podcast. Okay. So I'll just give you like the last three. November 15th, Light422 said, thank you, Bree. Keep shining. And then a few days ago, we had Screw X said, amazing, 5 stars. Sis, you don't even know how much I needed this podcast. Your words speak so heavily to me. Please don't ever stop unless you need a break, of course. I appreciate you saying that. I really, really do. And then lastly, it looks like Chanteau420 says, love Bree, 5 stars. I enjoy listening to this podcast. I look forward to the weekly episodes. And I'm so grateful this community, excuse me, I added that word. That's not what she said. She said, I'm so grateful this podcast is dedicated to self-care for the brown girl. That is what we are all about. You and I, we are building out this self-care movement for black women. And this is going to transfer to our babies, our black, our sons and our daughters. And it's going to spread throughout our family and our communities. You know what I mean? So this is a movement that you and I are building. It starts with us. It starts with us. So thank you so much for the ratings and reviews. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. So again, I want to talk about some common pitfalls I've noticed either while coaching or just as I have, you know, experienced in my own self-care journey and with friends that I speak to when we're talking about self-care and we're chopping it up and things like that, things I've just noticed in the community, the brown girl self-care community. So let's go ahead and get into it. All right. Cause I want to save you, you know, headache and time if I can. So, and these are not in any particular order. Okay. So the first thing that I would say is one thing that I've noticed is that some of us, and I ain't saying no names, no names will be released in this episode, but some of us think that, you know, you have to have the perfect insert your item here to get started. Sis, no, you don't. Okay. We're saying I can only work out if I have a Peloton. I can only work out if I have a Peloton in my living room and I have this big bay window overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. And that's the only way I'm going to be able to work out. Or they're like, you know, I can't start drinking more water. I can't be drinking 8, 10, 15 glasses of water if I haven't found the perfect rose gold water bottle with the diamond encrusted handle yet. Okay. So I can't do it. And yeah, I can't take daily breathing breaks until I get through like this holiday season. Ain't no time for rest. Ain't no time to slow down. So in other words, like, AKA, really, you would think this is like perfectionism, but I don't think so. I feel like this is really like procrastination, like making excuses. This is no shade, sis. Okay. No shade. But for those of us that are just like, oh, I can't start yet because, you know, I don't have the this or the that. Like, sis, a Peloton in your living room is not, you know, crucial to you just getting in, you know, 15 minutes of some type of activity every single day. You know what I mean? Now, if there are limitations, and this is the difference, like if you have physical limitations or financial limitations that are like completely impeding you, because some of us do have that right now in this current season where we either have like there's maybe a physical something that we're dealing with, so we have to maybe rest more in this season or something like that. So this doesn't, I'm not speaking necessarily to you. I'm talking about those of us that are just like thinking of any and everything as a reason as to why we cannot start with what we have like right now. Pretty much everybody listening to the sound of my voice can start with what they have like right now. So while you're waiting on that Peloton under the tree, which I think they're on sale right now because of, wasn't there something going on with Peloton? I don't remember what it was. Dang it. I read something with Peloton like maybe it was like a month ago or something, but I cannot for the life of me think of what it was. But I did notice, and maybe it was a coincidence, but the price of the Peloton is down right now. So as you are waiting for that Peloton under the tree, you can still do some things, okay? You can still go ahead and move forward and start taking ownership of your self-care, okay? So we not waiting. We don't need no delays. We not procrastinating up in here, all right? Number two, I would say that I keep noticing or kind of hearing in the community is like this feeling of, well, like so-and-so does it like this and I do it differently. So it just feels wrong. So I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to give up. And it may not be those exact same words, but that's the mood. That's the sentiment. Okay. So I feel like it's like you're viewing it as like a competition. Really, I think when I hear that, it's really about how you feel about yourself. Like maybe you're feeling like low self-worth or low self-confidence or something like that. And so you're like looking to this other person and you're like, well, she does her jogging in this cute little hot pink two-piece bralette and yoga pants and whatever, child, I don't know. But, and you're like, well, I don't have exercise clothes like that, so it don't feel right. Or she's able to do 50 push-ups and do Pilates for 30 minutes and I can only do 2 push-ups and I can't hold a plank worth a damn, so it don't feel right. Like, I don't think this is for me, so I'm just not gonna do it. Girl, get out your feelings. Stop, mind your business, stay in your lane. In this case, stay in your lane, mind your business, and get out your feelings. Get out your feelings. Work on boosting yourself up and appreciating and loving what you can do right now in this moment. And just keep moving forward. Keep going for it. Your self-care plan, your self-care blueprint, your self-care journey, like it doesn't have to mirror or look like anybody else's. It doesn't. This is not a self-care competition. Just because someone is able to, for example, read the word for 2 hours a day and meditate for 16 hours a day while they're on a jungle cruise, wherever, like while they're gently misting Monstera plant leaves and feeding giraffes. Like, no, this is not a competition. Nothing that is happening for us is a competition, but we make it a competition and then we make it mean something about ourselves. No, stop competing and get out your feelings and just go ahead and do what you can do in this season, okay? And celebrate yourself along the way. Be excited about what your body can do. Be excited for the time that you can take to pour into your self-care cup, because that's the real win. That's the real flex, okay? The third thing that I've been noticing is, where are my notes? Because y'all know I didn't remember all this. The third thing that I would say is those of us that are like, and I listen, this one is definitely from experience. Okay. I'm not going to lie. This one is definitely from experience, but I'm going to do all the things every single day without fail forever. Right. I sounded like Mommy Dearest when I said forever. Y'all remember that when she said, no wire hangers ever? That's how that forever, like that was that energy that I felt when I said that. So if y'all don't know about Mommy Dearest, y'all too young. I don't know what to tell you. So yeah, I'm going to do all the things every single day without fail forever. Very dramatic, right? In other words, just, you know, doing too much and setting yourself up for disappointment. That's basically what that is. But again, we want to set ourselves not up for disappointment, but we want to set ourselves up for success. And when you start off saying, especially if self-care is like, I would say no matter where you are, like just saying that, like just being so rigid, I'm going to do this, all the things, every single day, I'm not going to fail. And there's a difference between like just having this optimistic mindset. I think this goes beyond that, though. It's like you're just very rigid. And then when something happens, like life inevitably will, it's like your confidence just, you know, it just takes a skydive. Or you're like, see, I knew I couldn't do it. And then that negative self-talk starts bubbling up and you start feeling some kind of way. And because you've tried to build like all these things, like you tried to build this whole, like make all these changes at one time instead of just taking it, you know, step by step by step by step, you know, implementing new little tweaks and habits and shifts and mindset thought, you know, just little practices one by one. You want to do all of it at one time, and then you wondered why it didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out. We got to set ourselves up for success by embracing one new thing at a time. And once you get that one thing, like for example, let's say you're going to say, okay, I got to really get back in the game with my self-care. I really want to start prioritizing myself the way that I deserve. I know that I'm worth it and I'm going to go ahead and start fresh. That's cool. Hit that reset button, sis, any and every time you need to. Ain't no shame in that. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to focus on one thing right now. One thing, one habit, one new thing. I'm going to build upon that. You got to build that foundation. That's where the success is going to really start to take shape. You can't build up this Jenga of self-care, you know, different, like all these things. Like I'm going to read an hour every day. I'm going to drink a gallon of water every day. I'm going to exercise an hour every day. I'm going to say these affirmations for 45 minutes every day. Like all of those things are great. All of those things are great, but you know, self-care is really about being in this flow and not making it just this big, impossible monster, right? So that's what I want to say. Like, I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm, that you're so enthusiastic about, like, okay, this is all I want to do. You know, I want to do all these things for self-care. That's great.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
But do it in a way that you set yourself up for success and you don't feel so pressured, right? The fourth thing that I'm going to say is some of us, we still people-pleasing. We still people pleasing. So it's like, oh, my man, you know, makes bacon for me every day. And even though it's killing my blood pressure, I can't tell him, I can't eat your bacon every day. Or, you know, I was going to start taking leaving my phone at my desk on my breaks from work and just, you know, going to my car to read for 20 minutes or just something along those lines, right? But I can't do that because one of my clients keeps emailing me. And if I don't respond to her within a few minutes, she gets mad or she gets upset. Like, nah. What we not gonna do is allow other people to dictate how we prioritize ourselves. So sometimes it means setting boundaries and having conversations. And some of them will definitely be easier than others. Like if you're with the right partner and you're like, you know what, I love you. However, you know, my arteries, man, my arteries are just, you know what I'm saying? And some of us, like if you're with the right person, like I was watching, is it called 1,000-Pound Sisters? I don't know if that's the name of the show. My daughter got me watching that. I'm not sure what the name of the show is, but it's with the two chicks and like one of them, like they both were like overweight. And I think one of them ended up having a baby in the episodes that I've watched in this last season. I don't know what the name of the show is. Anyway, one of the sisters, I don't recall her name, but she ended up dating some dude. And I knew this was not like, I'm not gonna even say it, but she ended up dating some dude. And she obviously, I mean, these girls probably weigh, I don't even know, maybe 400-500 pounds or something like that, right? And so you would think that, so now she's booed up with the dude. And he was super thin. He was super thin. And she could not eat the stuff that he wanted to eat. Because I guess he could just, of course, or I shouldn't say of course, because just because you're, you don't weigh as much doesn't mean necessarily that you can still just eat whatever you want, but whatever, that's not the point of what I'm saying. But let's just assume he could eat whatever, you know, and be fine, right? Because he obviously doesn't have the same weight challenges that she does right now in this season. And so I think she was trying to, you know, she was looking for him to kind of support her. So she was asking him to try like smoothies and different things like that. And he, you could just tell that he was not on board. He was not on board. He was not with it. He was not about it, period. He wasn't with it. And so it was like he just felt like he could just eat whatever he want and she just needs to, you know, accept it and get in line and just, you know what I'm saying, don't like cramp his style. But my thing is, when you're with someone that really cares about you, I'm not saying that they're going to just shape their entire world around you. I'm not saying that. And that isn't an expectation that I would have necessarily. But they would at minimum be understanding that you are trying to get your health in order. And because they want to see you around for many years to come and to be with you for many years to come and make sure that, you know, us being able to control the things that we can control, which might be, like I said before, we can't control everything, but there are some things that we can take ownership of. And maybe eating was one of those things for her where, you know, of course, it's going to take some time to drop weight and get your, you know, blood pressure in order and your blood sugar and all that stuff. That takes time. But, you know, at minimum, like, okay, this is, I need to start moving towards eating this way. And he doesn't have to eat that way with her all the time. But I would think a supportive partner would at minimum be like, okay, we're going to set you up for success. I'm going to start eating like this with you maybe a couple of times a week. Or like if I want to have like something, I'm not going to bring it to the house. I'm not going to bring this in here where I know that you're going to be tempted. He was just kind of like, oh, well, you know, and that just kind of hurt my heart. But this people pleasing, I feel like people pleasing for some of us is it. People pleasing is going to be the life or death of us. Do you feel like, do you understand what I'm saying? For some of us, when it comes to our self-care, and that could be in a variety of things. It could be the way we're eating, the way we're taking care of our bodies, our spiritual health, our mental health. Like when we're people pleasing, it can make or break us. It is, self-care is serious business. So we got to make sure that we set boundaries now, or I promise you, like your body, it one day, and I say this with certainty, I would say 99% certainty, because I mean, this is just facts. Like depending on where we are right now and what's going on in our bodies and like our mental health and all that, like we got to set boundaries now and stop people pleasing, or our bodies are going to do it for us. And I've had this happen. I've had this happen several times in my life. We don't want it to get to that point. We don't want it to get to that point. And your partner, at minimum, should be able to appreciate and understand that. Right? We gotta set boundaries. We gotta work on the people pleasing. And it's not always easy. So I understand that. It's not. Because we've been conditioned like this is the proper lady. Like, this is what people pleasing is required. Like, to be a lady, you've got to people please. To be considered a lady, you know, to be considered classy, we got to people please. So, yeah, that's an important one. Another one that I would say, I have just two more. Another one that I would say is, like, some of us will do something for, like, you know, 2 or 3 days and we don't have those fast results, or we don't see anything, or nothing's happened. And you're like, well, it's been a week. I'm not doing this anymore. This is stupid. I'm quitting. I'm not doing this anymore. It's just, nah. This ain't working. I'm giving up. Like, it takes time. Like, dude, it takes time. It takes time. We gotta be able to give these things that we are exploring and trying, we've gotta be able to give it a little time to kind of kick in. You're not gonna see, for example, let's say if you're working. Like, if we're working through some negative self-talk or negative beliefs, like, just because you do some exercises, like, one time, or you start saying affirmations one time, or you've even been saying affirmations for a month, you know what I mean? Like, we got to give it time. Like, we got to work the process, and we've got to give it time without giving up. And it's like, during those times that we do give up, we're so hard on ourselves. Like, see, I knew you wasn't smart enough. I knew you wasn't going to be able to do it. I knew, like, all these, I knew, you know, it's like we beat ourselves up because we don't get those results in a quick enough amount of time. So we've got to be willing to give things more time and really allow things to kind of click into place. If you're working with your weight, like right now, that is one of my focuses is I got to get this little belly off. I don't even want to go into like belly fat and how that's like not good for your health. Right. But yeah, I didn't get this belly overnight. It takes time. It takes time. And so we're going to be gentle with ourselves as we start to create these new habits and thought processes. And then the last thing that I would say, I think this is number 6, is sometimes another mistake that I see when it comes to self-care and just us, you know, taking care of ourselves is we give up when it gets hard or when it gets uncomfortable. When it's different, when it's outside of the norm, when it's outside of the routines that we've comfortably nestled in, and you know what I mean? Like, we want to give up. We want to give up because it looks different. It feels different. We're not used to it. But we have to be open to and allow space for change, even when it does seem a little scary, a little weird, a little different. Like, change is where the growth we want to see, that's where that happens. So yes, it might be hard or uncomfortable to, let's say you're going to do this one habit. Like, one habit that I'm starting, I used to do this a while ago, and I stopped. And I'm like, why did I stop this? But someone reminded me. I saw her skin. I was just like, oh my Lanta. Oh my Lanta. Her skin was popping, and she was drinking a gallon of water a day. And I was like, dang it. And I'm like the hydro flask queen. I mean, I had like the 64 ounce, I think it's called the growler. So lugging around this big old half gallon thing every day, drinking those, you know what I'm saying, twice a day, like getting in that water. And then I just stopped. Or I should say I stopped doing it consistently. I never stopped drinking water, but I stopped doing the whole gallon consistently. It was like, oh, this one day I'll drink a gallon. This day I'll drink like eight glasses. Like, nah. A gallon of water, it works for me. You got to know what works for you. And a gallon of water works for me. And I was reminded of that after I saw her skin. I was like, okay. So it is a little uncomfortable because now I'm drinking this gallon of water, lemon water with apple cider vinegar, by the way. But I'm drinking this lemon water or drinking this gallon of water. And man, I'm going to pee. I think I'm on day 5 or 6, maybe 6. And I'm going to pee, like, just back and forth. Like, luckily, I'm home, you know. Well, not all the time, but luckily I'm home because I'm going back and forth to pee. And man, just to drink a gallon of water, like, it's hard. For me, it is not always easy. And I love to drink water. I love to drink water, but a whole gallon, like, until I reacclimate myself with it again, which is why I should have never stopped, but I'm not going to even go get hard on myself about that. But it's hard. And sometimes those hard things can be a little scary. I'm not saying that drinking water is necessarily, but I'm saying, like, those uncomfortable things, depending on what it is. Like, if you're like, it might be scary for you to commit to saying, you know, the one thing I'm going to focus on is I'm going to get up early in the morning and I'm going to go for a 15-minute walk every day. You know, change in your routine, it can be a little scary. We are used to comfort. We are used to this reality that we have created. And so when there is something that kind of threatens to go against the status quo that we've created, it's like, is this bad? Should I be on alert? This feels weird. Everybody pay attention. Alert, alert, alert. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's where that growth is, girl. That's where that self-care is going to be. So don't give up even if it feels a little different or feels uncomfortable. Like, you deserve to take care of yourself. You deserve to be prioritized. You deserve this. You are worth being cared for and being in good health or whatever that looks like for you, and just really blooming and blossoming in the season. You are worth that. You are worth that. So don't give up when it feels a little hard or a little uncomfortable, okay? Stick with it. Stick with it. Self-care, you are always going to have results when you take care of yourself, but they'll look like different things depending on, you know, where you are in life. It could look like weight loss, and maybe that weight loss, you know, it manifests into, now I feel so confident, I can do any damn thing. And so you go and ask your boss to have him reevaluate your pay, and you end up getting a pay raise. Like, I'm just saying, you know, like, you think you're just doing like one quote unquote little thing, okay? But that thing that you're doing can evolve into other things. So it's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to give something a shot and stick it out. Don't give up, okay? All right. So I think I've gone through all the things. I know I kind of took us left a little bit talking about, I don't know what I think it's called 1,000-pound sisters, but I'm not 100% positive. But yeah, we want to avoid these self-care mistakes. We don't want to get hung up on some of these things, because what we want to do is get to where the healing resides, get to where the peace resides, get to where the self-love resides, get to where the luxury and abundance resides, get to where our relationships with God is like, we super tight. Like, we want to get to where all that resides, right? And so in order to get there, we just want to be mindful of some of the common self-care mistakes, like pitfalls that are out there, so we don't get caught up. And if we do get caught up, okay. It's okay, because you're aware now. And so you can, like I said earlier in this episode, like, if we need to start again, without shame, without guilt, without beating ourselves up, that's what we gonna do. Because we're not gonna stop this self-care train. We ain't stopping. We're gonna keep moving forward. All right. So that's all that I have for this episode. I just wanted to holler at you about that. I hope that you have an amazing week. I hope you have an amazing December. We are pretty much there in the holidays and all that good stuff. So I'm excited. I think that's all I got for today. If you need to reach me, you can do so at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And like I always ask, if you would be so kind as to leave a 5-star review and rating, if you're listening to this on iTunes, man, that would just be chef's kiss. That would just mean the world to me. All right. All right. So thank you so much for listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have an amazing week. And as always, remember to pray, breathe, and remember that all is well. I'll talk to you next Monday.